y'all, Sailor P here, and we are back with some more Sailor P Tells It. And guess what, you guys? It is 6 days away. Yes, 6 days away until I turn 28. So next Friday is gonna be my birthday. Woo, 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 woo. I'm not working. Thank God for that. But for my birthday, I'm going to Safariland, and I invited a couple of folks to come hang out with me. I know, like, some people will say, like, oh, you're about to hit 30, you're about to be old. Nah, when I get 30, I'm still celebrating, because guess what? There's been a lot of things that's been happening. Like, Tina Turner just lost her son yesterday. And to the people who keep saying that 30 is old and all that other stuff, want to complain about aging and stuff like that, hush, hush, because you never know when it's your time. You know what I mean? Don't complain about this, that, and the third, especially when it's so little, as in, like, aging. I mean, we all going to have to do it. We all going to have to get older. We're all going to lose our memory, lose our hearing, have a bunch of grandkids and all that other stuff. So just enjoy life while you can, because like I said, you will never know when it's your time. Like, we didn't lose so many celebrities in this month alone. Like, it's like someone's dying like each day. And it's not even celebrities, even normal people. Not to say that celebrities aren't normal, but people have been like, well, of course the celebrities will get more coverage and all that other stuff. But like, what I mean by normal people, I mean, I seen on Instagram where a little white girl that was taken from her home from, I think it was a FedEx guy had took this little girl from her home, and her body was found a couple of days later, and something else happened. Oh, a mom got killed right in front of her child, because her ex-boyfriend had came to their house and killed her right in front of the child. And this is what I be talking about with the violence and stuff like that. It's just nonstop. And it always happens around the holidays. It's like people get so wrapped up in evil and just want to destroy every ounce of happiness. And it's like, why do you feel the need to do that? Like, what is the point of you trying to take somebody's life, take somebody's joy, take somebody's memories, take a daughter, take a son, take a father, take a mother, take a child? You know what I mean? Like, what is the point? Like, what does that do for you? Does that make you happy to destroy things? Like, what? Like, what? Why? What for? If they didn't do nothing to you, why would you want to do it? It just makes no sense of how much evil there is in the world, and how much people can actually go that far, you know? And that's why when I hit 30, I'm not gonna complain about me getting older. I'm not complaining about that. It's just a 3 and a 0. So what? So what? It's a 3 and a 0. And I mean, am I going to complain every time I get to a big 0? I mean, I went through the 10, I went through 20, and now I'm about to hit that 3-0 in a couple of years. But in a couple of days, I'm gonna hit that 2-8. 2-8. So 30, I got 2 more years to go, but on Friday the 16th, I'm gonna hit that 28. In the last 28 years, I've been through some stuff. Been through a lot. And the hardest year that I had to date was this year and last year. I think those were my two hardest years, because never thought in my life that I would lose people in a matter of months and not being able to say goodbye. Never thought I'd be so hard on myself more, because I feel like I'm responsible for that. And then never thought in my life that I would be betrayed by people that I trusted. Though it's been hard to start again, really hard, and I do have issues with trusting people, but you know, it's still a process to even go through this magnitude, because now I do have anxiety and I be trying to control my triggers a lot by just listening to music or counting to 10 and just trying to tell myself that it's gonna be okay, you know, just working on myself a lot. But there have been some good things. Like, I do got a job, I can pay for stuff now. I made some new friends at work, lifelong friends, I think. I don't think things will come between us. We may not talk every day, which is totally fine. That's totally fine with me. But I don't think that with these friends, I don't think I will lose them, you know, in the years to come. I think no matter where we are, I think we'll still have that connection with each other. And I think that's the greatest thing that anyone could ever have, just to have those people that you know that will stick around for a long time, a very long time. What else can I talk about in my life? I know she all selfish. She talking about her. Well, just for this month, I'll be a little bit selfish, a little bit more selfish, because I mean, it's about me this time, which I have a hard time doing. Like, I have a hard time putting myself first. And a lot of people have been telling me, like, it's time for you to put yourself first. Like, when are you ever going to actually put yourself first and not everybody else? It's high time you did that for you. Not just for people, but for myself. Just for myself. And this time I'm going to do that for me. I'm going to take some time for just me. Relax, have fun. And even if people don't show up to my little get together, that's totally fine. As long as I enjoy getting out there for my birthday and enjoying the Christmas spirit, because I know there's a lot of Grinches, a lot of Scrooges out there that just want to be like, bye humbug. But it's like, no, like, enjoy the holidays, okay? Because you'll never know when it's gonna be your last. So, but I still do gotta get ready for work, so I can't really talk that long. But if you're in Chicago and you want to come for my birthday on the 16th, you can come to Safari Land. It's in Villa Park. So that's Safari Land, Villa Park, if you're in Chicago and you want to come and hang out with me. I want to do it at 3:30 because the place closes at 9 o'clock. So I kind of, you know, want to set up a little table, get the food, and for people to have fun. And you know, just come out and celebrate. You know what I mean? So So if you're in Chicago, and if we know each other, and you want to come and hang out with me, you most certainly can. Everybody is welcome. If not, then do not worry about it. You can always send me birthday wishes and birthday presents. I am not above the gifts, okay? Money is always the best gift. Not for the lie, money is always the best gift. But oh snap, look at the time. Okay. I gotta get ready for work. But as always, Sailor Scouts, please, please, please be careful out there. There's still a pandemic going on. Try to keep your mask on hand if you're not gonna keep it on yourself. And I will see you next week. And I'll tell you about the birthday party, how it was and how it went and everything. And then it's going to be Christmas Eve. It's going to be Christmas Eve. I'm so excited. So excited for Christmas. It's going to be the best Christmas because I'm going to make it the best Christmas. Period. But as always, guys, I will see you all next time. Bye.